The Mets and Rockies opening up the second half of the season at Citi Field in New York. Jacob DeGrom looking to win his sixth consecutive start. We pick it up in the second inning, a 1-1 game. DeGrom helping his own cause facing John Gray.
DeGrom hits one to shallow center, and that falls for a base hit, and the Mets take the lead. Reyes trots in to score. Jacob DeGrom drives in his fourth run of the year.
And the Mets have scored four times in this third inning.
Up the middle, off the second base bag, a base hit for Cabrera. Reyes and Darno score. It's a 6-1 third inning for New York, and it's 8-1 Mets.
This should get a run in. Taking a third, LeMahieu. Cespedes makes the catch. He'll unleash the throw to the plate. LeMahieu is tagged safe.
Let's see. Mediocre slide.
He's out. The call is overturned. It is a double play.
Looking for more here with nobody out, two on. The pitch to the track near the wall. It's going to go. It's a three-run home run for Conforto. It's his first home run in 4 weeks. And the Mets lead balloons to 12-2.
One pitch and one out for DeGrom in the eighth.
Story takes strike three call. Number 10 for Jacob DeGrom. Struck him out. Number 11 for Jacob DeGrom. Eight innings, four hits, one earned run, 11 strikeouts for the Mets ace.
Jacob DeGrom wins his sixth consecutive start as the Mets hammer the Rockies 14-2. It's DeGrom's 10th win of the season as he allows two runs, one earned, and eight frames, striking out 11. Every player in the Mets starting lineup had at least a hit, including Yoenis Cespedes, who had four. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
Getting Cespedes off to this type of start about as important as any aspect?
I think so. Thought he had a tremendous game. I mean, not only threw the runner out the plate, but, you know, you just saw he's got all the skills. I mean, he beat out a ground ball, and took another ball, turned into a double. Hopefully that tells you that his legs are feeling much better, and we just hope it continues because he's – If we're gonna get in it, he's gotta lead the way.
Yeah, on that double in particular, did you immediately think, or the legs?
I watched him the whole way. Yeah. I watched him out of the batter's box the entire way. So, you know, but certainly came out of it well.
Kevin, what does DeGrom mean to you, and what kind of difference does he make when he's on the mound?
Kevin, you know, I always looked at it. I always look at starting, especially a guy like Jake, or, you know, we thought we had five of them to start the season. Those number one guys, when you need them, they rise up. They're there when you need them most. They keep you from having losing streaks because when it's their turn and you've lost three or four in a row, they step up and they shut the other team down. You know, Jake's on a roll right now. The team's comfortable when he pitches. They know he's going to get us deep in the game, and I think it leads to increased offense.
Abby?
Terry, was there any sort of renewed sense of urgency tonight or any sort of relaxed demeanor that you saw coming out of the break?
Well, we talked about it before the break, that coming when we got back, when we started today, that there's a sense of urgency. We gotta pick the game up, rise up, and start to put some things together. And tonight was one of those occasions. And started with Jake. You know, you got an outstanding offensive team, and when you can shut them down, I just think we scored a few runs, and we said, hey, look, got Jake on the mound. You know, we're gonna stop these guys, and he did that. But there's a sense of urgency. There's no question about it.
One more.
Oh, sorry.
Just what do you feel like TJ has proved this year? I mean, he's obviously shown that he can hit. Now he's hitting sort of consistently. What have you seen from him this season?
Well, that's what he can do. I mean, he's an outstanding offensive player. You know, last year when he came up, you know, we had some injuries. He played around. He ended up starting for us in the playoff game. This year he's been, you know, up and down a couple of times because the infield's been pretty much intact until Neil went down. And now he's getting his chance to get in the lineup and play, and he's doing exactly what he did last year, and that is not only getting hits, he's getting big hits.
Terry, what kind of stuff goes through your head when you hear other teams have interest in trading for DeGrom?
Well, I can't say. I don't make the decisions here, so. As I've always, I think of today. You know, I go back to, I think anybody can be traded at any time. That's part of the game. But, guys who are really, really good, their names are always asked for. Why not? Why wouldn't you take a shot and say, hey, look, is this guy available? And when you hear what the package is, you got to make a decision. But I'm not surprised. You know, we're struggling a little bit, and teams think that maybe we want to unload those kind of players. So I get it, but my boss has got a pretty good feel for those kind of things.
Up next, the series against the Rockies continues on Saturday with Seth Lugo on the hill.